Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Blog Talk Radio.
From the world we see to the unseen world we sometimes see that makes us stand in awe of God's universe, this is Betsy Belega welcoming you from Cape Washington in the south to Nunavut and the Northern Lights in the Arctic Circle, from the White House gates to Lionsgate, from Casablanca to everyone listening around God's globe. Hi, Gigi. This is Tuning In with Betsy from marvelous Manhattan and terribly freezing cold Toronto today, with the weather temperature going down to minus 40 Celsius tonight. So welcome to everyone on this Valentine's Day 2015. And so today I'm just going to briefly speak about St. Valentine. He was a Roman priest during the reign of the Emperor Claudius II, and Claudius had a very strange edict preventing young couples to marry. His logic behind this crazy rule was that young soldiers who were unmarried soldiers fought much better than married soldiers because the married soldiers might be afraid of what might happen to their wives and families if they died in battle. So, enter Father Valentine, who secretly married young couples who were in love. Eventually, Father Valentine was caught and imprisoned and tortured. One of the men who was to judge Valentine was Asterius. Now, I find it very strange that we know his jailer's name, Asterius, but we don't know his daughter's name, who's actually the person to receive the very first Valentine. So Asterius, who was a pagan, had a daughter who was blind. Father Valentine prayed for the daughter and healed the young girl. The father, Asterius, was so shocked and in disbelief, he converted to Christianity. But in 269 AD, Valentine was beaten, stoned, and then he was decapitated. The last words he wrote were to the young daughter of Asterius. He signed his note, his last written message, "From your Valentine." And so that's where we get the idea and the notion of a Valentine. So I hope everybody out there, if you don't have a Valentine partner, just know today is also known now in 2015 as Single Awareness Day. And I know many years ago it was everybody is a couple. Two. You'd think we were with Noah. Two of this, two of that. Everybody's a couple. And there was a lot of pressure on people to be in a relationship. And I think sometimes people got into abusive relationships just to say they had a boyfriend. But that's no longer necessary in this day and age. Thank goodness. So don't forget to be your own Valentine. If you are single and sensational, I will say, I'll call you. You're wonderful. And call yourself wonderful. And just know that timing may be part of the reason. It could be a lot of reasons why you are single, and all positive ones, not negative ones. But for anybody wanting to hear some affirmations about love, Betsy's going to give you a few. So here they are. And I think Dr. Phil, any psychiatrist, any psychologist, would agree with my very first affirmation, which is, I am worthy of love. And many people alive on this planet today are not in a wonderful relationship because they're denying themselves love because feeling unworthy. So We're going to kick to curb and trash all feelings of unworthiness this afternoon. So you can either repeat that out loud. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of love. And I tell people, watch what you say after the words, I am. So no matter if you want business success, success with love, success in your career, whatever it is, be careful and select the most positive statement after the word, I am. And I am worthy of love. Another affirmation, which you can either say out loud or write 25 times a day. And 25 times is nothing. That'll take you about maybe 7 minutes to write it out. I attract my soulmate now. And the important word there isn't soulmate. The important word is now. Because we don't want to wait 5 years for a soulmate. The sooner the better. And just know, as you say that, you're putting it out to the universe. What you say and what you think can be released and is released out to God, out to the universe. And guess what? God is listening to you today and every day. So is his universe. That what you think or what you say or what you write, and you hold the thought, I attract my soulmate now. I attract my soulmate now. You will get a response. It may not be in 5 minutes. It may not be in 5 days. But that vibration, the voice vibration, goes out to the universe and it reverberates and it will bring back, like a boomerang, your soulmate. And then, here's another affirmation. I forgive everyone who ever hurt me and send love to all. Forgiveness is such a great thing to do. We can't heal without forgiveness. And maybe you were hurt in a past abusive relationship, or I don't want to say somebody broke your heart, but perhaps you did experience that heartbreak of being, if you want to say, dumped. People used to say, oh, they dumped me. They left me for somebody else. You can drive yourself crazy till kingdom come. Why, what's wrong with me? And please know, there's nothing wrong with you. So the person that you were in a relationship with may not have ever given you an answer. But just know, someday you will get that answer, whether you have a dream about it, whether the person actually contacts you, and it can happen years later. And I've known many people that their ex has come back and asked for forgiveness. And when the forgiveness was given, it was as if their love affair started brand new all over again, but much better and with much improvement. So that affirmation would be, I forgive everyone who has ever hurt me and send love to all. Another affirmation is, I give and receive love every day. I am grateful for all the love in my life. And I know that my listeners who have been listening to this podcast for the last 8 years know that what you're grateful for, you will unequivocally receive more of what you're grateful for. And it's just a little action of gratitude. But what you're thankful for, again, God and the universe will send you more for your thanksgiving. And here's one I really like. As I am one with God, the undivided one, I am one with my undivided love and happiness. And what I like about that is it says God, the undivided. You know, God doesn't make up his mind and then change it. And yes, I know that women have the right to change their mind. So what I mean by that is when we decide that we are worthy of love, and we don't doubt it. For not a New York minute, for not a nanosecond, we will receive our good and the love that we crave. And we do crave, and everybody wants to be loved. It's a common human need, love and happiness, and the pursuit of happiness. It's an unalienable right. Anyway, the next one for love, the next affirmation is, I love everyone, and everyone loves me. Next is, those who are married or who want to be married, I'll say for people, say you're going together with someone, say, oh, Beth, you know, like they just haven't given me the ring. When am I going to get the ring? Here's an affirmation for everybody who wants to have that perfect, wonderful marriage. And I know that no marriage on earth is perfect. The only perfection is up in heaven. But we can say this affirmation. I give thanks that the marriage made in heaven is now made manifest on earth. And picture that, visualize as you say that or as you write that. I give thanks that the marriage made in heaven is now manifest on earth. And I've told people this many times. When you do visualize, say, your perfect wedding, so whether you're going to a mosque, to a church, a chapel, a synagogue, wherever you're going, or a hotel ballroom, and if you visualize enough, you have created your perfect wedding in spirit, in the spirit realm. It's there. You've created it. You've co-created it with God. So all that happens is, and this is very easy, the more you visualize, the more you think about it, the more you meditate on it, you know, everyone knows that listens to Tuning with Betsy, the veil is very ultra thin, very thin. It's like a thin wafer, like that thinnest chocolate wafer you can buy. Well, the veil between the two worlds, the world we see and the world we sometimes see, is thinner every day. It gets thinner, thinner, thinner by every second you're alive on this earth. So when you focus on it and you actually can see and visualize your wedding very clearly, it will come through the veil. And what I mean by that is when it comes through the veil, that diamond ring and setting that date will manifest in your life. And I can tell you a little happy story. I had a girlfriend years ago. She and her husband, they were trying to get pregnant. And her husband, he didn't really believe in psychics or visualization. But I worked with my friend. I went out. I bought her maternity clothes. I told her, when you vacuum, pretend like a five-year-old kid pretends that you're pregnant. So don't push the sweep of the vacuum cleaner too hard. Take a break. Put your feet up on the ottoman. Take your time. Imagine being pregnant. Now, they tried for years to get pregnant. She did the visualization for 2 weeks, and I kid you not, in 2 weeks, she was pregnant. Her husband was convinced that psychics aren't all crazy. Now they have a little boy to go with, to a matching pair, a Jack and a Jill, and they're very happy, but we often talk about how he doubted. And I tell people, when you doubt, you will strike out. So watch your thoughts, because a divided mind does not get what it wants, because it's flip-flopping back and forth saying, oh yeah, I'm in a perfect relationship. Well, how can that be? Because I don't, where am I ever going to meet anybody? A lot of people argue with me. I don't go anywhere. Well, if you're sitting at home, no, Prince Charming or the perfect woman, Mrs. Right or Miss Right, isn't going to show up knocking on your door. You can't just sit at home, but you must get out and circulate and be a social. We are social people. We're social animals. but watch your thoughts, because a divided mind does not get what it wants, and you want the very best, and I want the very best for you. So you can say your affirmations every day, or you can write them out in your notebook, but get rid of any doubt, because I always say, when you believe, you will receive, but when you doubt, you will strike out. And I tell people, imagine the best, because God made us in His image, and the first word in imagination is image. And that's a telemarketer calling Betsy, but Betsy's not going to answer that telephone call. Betsy's too busy talking to her wonderful listeners out here in Radio Land. So to get back to affirmations, yes, they do work, whether you say them out loud, and it can be anything. It doesn't just have to be about love. It can be about your career. It can be about your health. It can be about anything you want it to be. But always expect the best. And we have a spiritual nature, and yes, we have our human nature. And our human nature, unfortunately, automatically jumps to the worst case scenario. We say, but what if? Well, today, on February 14th, 2015, let go of all of your what ifs. Let go of all that. It's never going to happen. Let go of all of that doubt. And make it a brand new day. Instead of New Year's Day, make this your new year for having love and abundance. God, you know, my very first teacher in Philadelphia told me, God never put you on this earth to suffer. And I'll never forget that, because that was not what I was taught in school. I was taught the total opposite, that I was here to suffer and offer it up. But now I know my thoughts have changed, and I know that God put me on this earth to enjoy the wonderful abundance on this earth. And now today, I would also like to read you your basic rights. And here they are. Your basic rights. You have the right to feel safe and to be loved. You have the right to let go of your guilt, to have fun, and to forgive others, including yourself. Now, how many listeners can't forgive yourself? Well, do it today. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes, and I learned many years ago from another teacher, Spirit, God would not yell at me. He would say, Betsy, I forgive you. You learned a lesson. Now just don't do it again. You have the right to change and grow into the person you were meant to be. And I'm telling you, you were put here to be wonderful, and you are wonderful today. You have the right to be happy and also to get angry, because I think a lot of illness comes from people that suppress anger. And it's okay to be angry and let it go. It's not good to be angry and stay angry and get filled with hatred and resentment. So you must release all the negative feelings and let go and let God. You have the right to be prosperous and to spend your money the way you want. You have the right to say no. And that is the truth. Now, I would like to tell you that coming up February the 18th is the new moon. And my sister, who's a Reiki healer, taught me this years ago, about eight years ago, that on the night of the new moon, you make a wish, 10 wishes, but be specific what you want. Don't just say, I want a new job, because you may get a new job, but it might pay you minimum wage. So be specific exactly what type of job that you would like. And oftentimes I meet people who have a good job, a good career, but they're kind of burnt out or worn out or just bored out of their minds. And they're bored and they want and need a change. And when I say, well, what would you love to do? They say, I don't know. Oh, gee, I always say to people, go back to when you're about 8 years old What did you love to do? Did you love to write? Did you love to paint? Did you love to take your bicycle apart and get your mother and dad mad at you, and then, you know, you put it back together? What is it that really is your passion? Because there's too many people on earth that, yes, they're here on earth, but they're not living their passion. And it doesn't take millions and millions and millions of dollars to be happy. And I was telling a friend the other day, if you need to win the lottery to be happy, you're never going to be happy, because it's not about money. And many people are learning, it's feeling fulfilled, living your dharma. The dharma, everyone knows karma. Dharma is the reason why you were put on this earth. So it might be that you were meant to be a healer, or you were meant to be, let's see what else, an accountant and help somebody who's not very good with numbers, or maybe you were meant to be an editor, or maybe you were given the gift of knowing several languages, and now you can help someone who doesn't know English, or maybe they don't know Italian, they want to learn a different language, and you're their contact person. And it's your spirit, your soul, that will make their wishes fulfilled. So you write your 10 wishes on a piece of paper, and then you put your piece of paper on your windowsill in the light, in the moonlight of the new moon. So the new moon this month is February 18th, which is 16, 17, 18. That would be this coming Wednesday. So then I have a very special guest coming on Tuning In with Betsy on Thursday afternoon, February the 19th. Her name is Portia. She's a healer, a psychic, and a medium. And Portia will be my guest on Thursday, February the 19th. At 1 o'clock, so be sure to listen. She's fantastic. And she's also going to be visiting Niagara Falls, Canada this spring in May. So if you would like to meet her, she'll probably be giving a talk either in Niagara Falls or Toronto. You can email me here at Tuning In with Betsy. You can, once you follow the show or like it, you can email me. And we're going to do a special event in May. And what else can I tell you? What else? Lots of things. Then I have a wonderful, wonderful healer, another healer. His name is Chris, and he's also a psychic surgeon. And he lives in Edinburgh, Scotland. And he will be on Tuning In with Betsy later in February or maybe in March. We haven't set the exact time for Chris, the psychic surgeon, to be on Tuning In with Betsy. And I would like to invite any healers who live in North America who would like to be on Tuning In with Betsy to contact me here at Blog Talk Radio. You can join there and connect with me there, and I would be very happy to interview you on the show in the next, I'll say, next 3 months. For this spring. So what else? I think that is everything on my list today. I want to thank everyone for listening to Tuning In with Betsy. And as usual, I will say, talk to your angels. They're waiting to talk with you, waiting to connect with you. They're waiting to guide, guard, protect you. And also, don't forget to talk to their boss, who would be God, who loves you very much. He made you perfect, whole, and complete. And realize you are perfect, whole, complete, and so lovable. So happy Valentine's Day for everyone, to everyone, and thank you for listening to Tuning In with Betsy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.